Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. House Republicans this week begin in earnest hearings on various aspects of the health care overhaul law. The House, of course, voted to repeal the law, but the Senate beat that back. And now a more detailed process begins. Here to give us a preview of the week ahead is Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
Let's begin with House Ways and Means. They're meeting on Thursday to discuss Medicare.
The effect of the health law on the Medicare program.
Don Berwick, who's the CMS administrator, will be speaking, as will Rick Foster, who's the CMS actuary. They no doubt will have different views on the cost of the bill and some other provisions, but this is a central area that Republicans have wanted to focus on. What does it do? What does the law do for seniors and for Medicare? And this is exactly what will be happening at that hearing.
And what concerns will we hear from the Republican members of that committee?
They will talk about the reductions to Medicare Advantage plans, for example. These are the private insurance plans in the Medicare program. They will talk about other payment reductions in the Medicare program and how this could hurt access to the program. They'll look at some other provisions they think are double counting. You can't reduce the cost of the Medicare program, or rather extend the life of the trust fund and cut the deficit. This has been an ongoing debate between the administration and Republicans. They talked a lot about these themes in the election, and this is a continuation of that.
And what other aspects of the law will be taken up this week?
The House Small Business Committee is going to look at administrative burdens. Here they're going to focus on the 1099 provision. This is something the Senate actually voted to repeal last week, that requirement on small business. If you buy more than $600 of goods and services from a vendor, you have to produce a 1099 form. It's viewed as an onerous requirement, and that Democrats and Republicans and President Obama have all said they want to scrap it. The House Energy and Commerce and Judiciary Committees are going to look at abortion and the health care law. So there's four hearings right there focusing on health care.
Moving away from the Hill for a moment, President Obama and other officials in the administration are still effectively trying to sell the law to opponents. Mr. Obama spoke today to the Chamber of Commerce, among the most vociferous critics of the health care reform law. The bill was his speech was about many things, but he included health care in that. And then Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius actually spoke here at the Kaiser Family Foundation about the CLASS Act, the voluntary insurance program to give people long-term health insurance. And in her comments, she seemed to be speaking to critics who worry that this program will simply cost too much. Let's take a listen.
The law says clearly that the program must be able to pay for benefits over the long term with the premiums it takes in, that no taxpayer dollars will be used to pay for class benefits. This is non-negotiable, and it's been the starting point for every conversation about flexibility that we've had. So that becomes a fundamental principle.
Mary Agnes, you heard Kathleen Sebelius speak, in which she laid out really what the program is about, what's intended to do. What was she saying to the critics?
I want to be flexible. I know that you're worried that this program will cost too much, won't pay for itself, and it has to pay for itself. She was very clear in her remarks. She laid out a few options. For example, would you increase premiums to match an increase in benefits? Do you close loopholes that might cause people to drop out and not get back in? Building more awareness of the program to make sure people know it's out there and they will participate. I think both she and the president are trying to signal that they will work with opponents where they think it is appropriate, but they're not going to back away from their law. President Obama was very interesting at the Chamber of Commerce. He said, look, I can imagine you don't really like the idea of more regulation, that how could more regulations be good for you? But then he talked about the small business tax credits. He talked about studies that show, and there are some who disagree with this, but that show that the health law will actually reduce health care costs for workers and for their employers. And that we can't turn back, that our healthcare costs make us uncompetitive, and we need to move forward to make changes in the system. So I think both of them, we've heard this theme also from Democrats on Capitol Hill, we want to work with you, but we want the law to go forward.
The law, the bill was signed into law a year ago next month.
That's right.
My guess is that Democrats did not expect that a year later they would still have to be pushing as hard as they have to make sure it's implemented as they intended and also accepted by the American people.
It's very difficult, I think, for the administration now and for Democrats. There's so many things going on. We have all the disputes in Capitol Hill we've been talking about. You have Supreme Court rulings, some in favor of the administration's law and some that are not, in particular the individual mandate. You have state governments coming back to Washington saying, we don't know if we can comply with certain components of the law, for example, the maintenance of effort in Medicaid. And you have the American public that's split on the bill.
And the court cases.
And the court cases, exactly. And so the administration has to kind of fight a war on all fronts, if you will, as they implement the health law. But I think looking back at how difficult it was for them to pass it, many people knew this would be the next chapter, and they're certainly attacking it head on. Whether or not they'll be successful, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you.